I know you think of me as somewhat precious, but if I have to go out of the house barefoot, like onto this, you know, to get the newspaper, like on a Saturday morning, it's like, ow!
I don't like walking around barefoot.
Yeah, ow!
Well, you know when it helps him out bad, when he goes to the beach, you know, when the sand is real hot, he won't even feel it.
No, he could do anything.
He could walk on hot coals.
It's unimaginable, isn't it? It's one of those things that's just unimaginable.
Yeah.
Running the marathon barefoot. How is that possible?
Think of the blisters people get just with a good-fitting sneaker.
Yeah.
Barefoot Ken Bob. And I we're so much alike. You know, a lot of times I have people on the air, you know, that I have them on because I just feel like I'm looking in the mirror and talking to them. Ken runs the marathon barefoot. And I you know, I've been doing that, too, because it was just too easy for I needed more of a challenge. Again this year, Ken, the marathon barefoot.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, it's actually easier barefoot than it is with shoes.
Yeah, see, for me, it's more of a challenge because I have two broken ankles. And running barefoot for me, I just, to push myself. But you actually think it's easier barefoot.
Yeah, actually, I sprained my ankles many times back when I used to wear shoes. They've just added a lot more torque. So.
You know, I read that, you know, I read that you said you had blisters with shoes and no blisters without, which is sort of counterintuitive. It's hard for us folks to believe.
Well, you know what I say about common sense. It's rarely sensible, and real sense is pretty uncommon.
That's right.
The blisters are actually caused by rubbing, and shoes rub against the feet for 26 miles every time you sit your feet down. When you run barefoot, you can feel the ground as your feet touch, and so, of course, we have pain avoidance, so we try not to rub because it would hurt to run badly barefoot. With shoes, it's really comfortable to run badly.
So you're saying it improves your gait?
Yes.
Without getting too technical, it's a heel-toe run with the shoes, and with your barefoot, the ball of your foot hits first. Is that right? Am I getting that right?
That's correct. Probably, you know, 80-90% of the runners run heel-to-toe.
Right.
The guys out in front are running ball-to-heel.
Really?
They grew up running barefoot. These are the guys from Africa and the Rift Valley, and, they're running barefoot up and down the sides of mountains.
So if you can... Forgetting the barefoot part of it, if you trained yourself to run ball heel, you'd run better?
Absolutely.
Now, after approximately one city block, I completely run out of air. Now, is it the shoes that are causing the lack of oxygen?
Well,
or is that a separate problem?
There's two issues at hand there, foot. One is you're just starting out too fast.
But I don't know if I could run much slower than I run, but I'll try. So run, I would love to know. Billy's, who my colleague Bill here, Ken, is a runner, has run about 10 marathons, and he tries to help me. But so what do I do? I would love to be able to run. And now, why do I run out of air so fast?
When you start out, you have to start out at a pace that you can sustain for at least half an hour.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
He's already showered.
Yeah, exactly. Well, after half an hour, I'm in front of the TV.
If you want to get a good aerobic workout, you got to be out there, you know, 20 minutes to half an hour. And 20 minutes is just where you're starting to get an aerobic workout.
Oh, geez.
So if you can't sustain it for half an hour, you're going too fast.
So I would have to basically crawl.
To start with,
You kind of walk, and that's just how you do it?
A lot of people have to start out walking first, sometimes just standing. I mean, it really depends on the condition you're in.
Geez, I don't think I could stand for half an hour.
Yeah, you know.
hold on 1 second, Ken. I have to tell our audience to call now. Call at 100, gets $1,000. So how many marathons have you run, Ken?
Hold on, I got to call up Maddie in the morning and see if I can get that $1,000.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've run, I think, 37 barefoot.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
37 barefoot marathons.
Yeah.
Have you tried the real crazy ones, you know, the Ironman and that kind of thing?
No, I haven't. I have a friend in Seattle who did Ironman and Coeur d'Alene. And he did it all barefoot. He's a 60-year-old man.
So I understand, Ken, that when the weird thing with you is that you run barefoot, but when you do the part where you swim in the ocean, you put on a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Which is an irony that it's hard
to explain. I figure, you know, if you're going to be different, be different.
Yeah, exactly.
They're, you know, those steel-toed.
Steel-toed boots, Now, Ken, do you have, doggy feet? Do you have, like, pads on your feet? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think we all have pads on our feet.
No, but I mean, if I
over the years.
No, but seriously, if I go out on my driveway with little pebbles and stuff, you know, like a little baby, I'll be hopping around going, ow, ow, ow. If you wouldn't, right? Obviously, you don't. You couldn't possibly. So you, I mean, when you run the marathon, there are little sticks and bottle caps and things on the road that you probably don't even feel, right?
Oh, I feel them, yeah. But you never lose the sense of touch in the bottom of your feet, which is actually a good thing. Otherwise, you'd start getting sloppy like you do when you have shoes on.
Right. Are your feet bloodied by the end of the race?
No, I used to take pictures of my feet before and after races, and then I came to the realization, well, they're just going to look the same before
that's
and after.
Amazing.
I mean, I've already run hundreds of miles getting ready for a marathon.
Barefoot.
26 miles isn't going to make a difference.
That's amazing. Do you treat yourself to a nice pedicure afterwards?
No.
Nice foot massage.
Usually, I mean, a bath, usually. Yeah. The only real difference between my feet after a race is they get dirty.
Yeah, I would imagine they get very...
A good soaking, I think,
would be very dirty.
Yeah. I like the marathons next to the ocean where you can go run in the low tide.
Yeah. Do you run for time, or do you just do it?
It depends on how I feel. Last year I did a marathon each month, and most of them I just did for fun. You know, it depends on when the next marathon was. Last year when I did Boston, I had another marathon 6 days later.
Yeah, well, of course.
Which I actually ended up doing 13 because Boston was an extra. But anyway, I'm running the marathon. I'm thinking, gee, I could go a little faster, but no, wait a minute. I got to save a little for next week.
Yeah, that's what I usually do that. I got to hold back for the next marathon. Well, what do? You do it at, what, 3.5, something like that?
Yeah, the last one I did last year was 3:26.
Yeah.
Which qualified me for Boston.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's awesome. So it's a carbo loading weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a smoothie and some oats right in front of me now.
Yeah. Great. Well, Ken, have a great run, man. It's going to be a beautiful day. Might be a little warm. Maybe I'm a little too warm.
Well, not compared to L.A. Marathon.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So are you going to wear that goofy hat you always wear? Do you wear the hat with the propeller on it or something?
Yeah, I might. If I'm taking it easy, I can wear that. If I'm going for time, it's kind of too warm.
Well, sometimes if you run too fast, the helicopter, you know, the propeller starts moving, it would go lift off the ground.
It just makes me that much lighter.
There you go. All right, Ken, good talk. Tough, have a great run, buddy.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, Ken, take care.
It's amazing.
I don't get that.
It is amazing.
How is that possible?
Because the human...
It's almost like a miracle.
The human body is an amazing machine. It can do stuff you can't believe. Can't believe. I mean, I have my body tuned. I could lay on a couch for an entire weekend without moving. I've been training. Maddie, a kiss. Good morning.